Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. D.C. Everest boys basketball against La Crosse Central this afternoon. Welcome to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Tough opponent tonight. La Crosse Central comes in at 7-1, and their one loss is by only 1 point, 45-44 to Marshfield. So this is a team that was 1 point away from being undefeated. Evergreens looked really good last night, beating up on La Crosse Logan 60-33. A lot of outside baskets in that game, and they were able to play up tempo, something that we have not seen from the DC Everest boys so far this season. So the waters get a little deeper tonight as the Evergreens play their second game in two nights in a row. We'll preview today's game after our national anthem from the DC Everest Fieldhouse.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Just a few moments away from the opening tap between DC Everest and La Crosse Central. This is the first of two DC Everest games today. We'll have the girls' game, which tips at 7:30 tonight against Wanakee, and the D.C. Everest girls come in with a very flashy 9-1 record. Now, the two lacrosse teams, La Crosse Logan and La Crosse Central, are both in Central Wisconsin. Yesterday, this Central team played Wausau West, and they were a 14-point winner, 56-42. Very much a get-out-the-rust game for the Red Raiders of La Crosse Central. They hadn't played in 14 days. Now, for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, if they could get a win here, this would be by far their best win of the season. Again, this is a tough customer that they're playing, but the Evergreens come in off what may be their best game of the year in last night's victory. Keyed by 19 points from Stephen Weir. Weir was very hot from behind the three-point line. He hit five threes, all of them in the first half. Interesting thing about La Crosse Central, they're an interesting mix of seniors and freshmen. They suit up four freshmen. They also complement those freshmen with five seniors. La Crosse Central wears their home white uniforms for this road game. They're in white, trimmed in red and black. The Evergreens play in what is usually their road uniforms, their black jerseys, trimmed in white and green. So now even the home crowd gets to see what a tragic mistake those black jerseys are. Hopefully not to be repeated for future seasons. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Teams meet at the center circle. Kyle Kurtnock jumps against Jared Ambrose. Let's this candle. Ball's in the air, and the Evergreens control goes back to Nick Sierakowski. And now over to freshman Riley Peterson, who goes up high to Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven was sixth man. First off the bench in yesterday's game, Stephen Weir got the start. Weir starts on the bench here, although I'm sure he will come in very early on. Straight up man-to-man for a moment, double team against Van Grinsven, goes back over to Riley Peterson. Now to Sarakowski, feeds inside, whistle, travel, turned over. Chris Cornish had good position, but shuffled his feet as he was trying to make a move towards the basket. So it's an empty possession for DC Everest. Goes over to LaCrosse Logan. Ethan Haberman at 6'5 is the tallest player on the floor. Briefly got the inbounds pass and now hands over to Jared Ambrose. Remember Ambrose from last year. Pass goes down inside off the hands of one of the central players and turned over to DC Everest. See what they set up here on defense. LaCrosse Central is going to play token three-quarters court pressure. In fact, they're looking to trap as the Evergreens bring it across the center line. It's split on the dribble by Peterson into the front court to Sarakowski. Now goes over to Van Grinsven. We are just 35 seconds in, and there is no score. Bounce pass is stolen away. Jared Ambrose, breakaway, lays it in 2-0. So the Evergreens have had it twice, they've turned it over twice, and now trail 2-0. In the backcourt is Van Grinsven, goes over to Sarakowski, breaks this on the dribble, and now bounces to Riley Peterson. Evergreens cannot play from behind against a team like LaCrosse Central. Peterson almost fell to the floor, kept his dribble. Now picks up, bad pass over Van Grinsven's head and turns over. So the Evergreens have turned it over on all three of their first positions. See if they want an early timeout here. No, they're going to keep playing. Ethan Haberman is going to inbound to Mitchell Martin. Martin will run the point. He's the captain for this LaCrosse Central team. Comes over to Lamont Murphy, who's getting his first touch now to Mitchell Martin. And now up high, thinking about driving in there was Bailey Kale. Instead, he goes back out to Martin. Set play here. So they work around against the Evergreens man-to-man. Ethan Haberman, tallest player, handling well outside, looking for a pass down low to Lamont Murphy. It's too strong. Over his head, out of bounds, turned over. So both teams have shown the tendency of turning over here early. Evergreens are going to make an early change. Van Grinsven comes out, and Jake Giebert comes in. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen sports. The Evergreens have the ball. They have not gotten a shot off, and we've played about 2 minutes here. They trailed 2-0, and here's a turnover again. Riley Peterson has his pocket pick, 3-on-2 the other way. Layup for Alex Hayden, who came in off the stoppage. It is 4-0. All right, so it's officially a bad start here for DC Everest. Even though they are not trailing, they are still looking to at least see the rim for the first time. And here's another bounce pass. This one's stolen. Sarakowski with a bad pass, but it's taken right back. Jake Giebert got that loose ball for DC Everest. So there's a turnover that doesn't hurt, but it's four turnovers here for DC Everest. Riley Peterson has it up high, swings over to Van Grinsven, was open for the three, passes it up to Giebert, who is tripped up along the baseline. It's going to be a foul on the floor against Mitchell Martin, and the Evergreens are going to inbound underneath. 5:34 to play in the first quarter. Again, the Evergreens are still trying to get their first shot off. The Evergreens do not have Coach Corey Heckel on the bench today. Sad to tell you that Coach Heckel lost his mother-in-law over the holiday season. He is away at the funeral today. Jason McFarland, the assistant coach, and Coach Mike Wolf are running the team. Off the inbounds pass, pass goes right to Chris Cornish. Cornish is shot too strong off the back iron and out of bounds to LaCrosse Central. Well, at least the Evergreens got a look at the basket there, trailing 4-0. Mitchell Martin takes it up court for the Red Raiders. Evergreens pick up half court, man-to-man defense. Colby King has it now up high to Jared Ambrose. Ambrose goes back to his captain, Martin, who thought about driving and gives it up. Goes over to Hayden Halverson, who's getting his first touches. Back to Martin. Now a pass down low, found a man loose on the baseline. There's a foul as Alex Hayden went up for a shot and missed. He's going to get two coming up at the free throw line. And Chris Cornish is called for the foul. So with a 4-0 lead, pair of free throws are coming up here for Alex Hayden. And Hayden's first is good. One more coming. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store. A team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Missed the second. Evergreens get the rebound. It's Jake Giebert who clears the boards. LaCrosse Central, again, looking to trap into Stephen Weir, who's getting his first touches. Weir coming off the bench during that last foul. To to Van Grinsven. Bounce pass. This is a kick against the La Crosse Central defender. Jared Ambrose had that leg out, and the Evergreens will keep the ball and will inbound near half court. Evergreens trailing 5-0 here in the early going. Turnovers have been the problem so far. See if they can be more careful with the ball here. Goes over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looks to play catch-up high with Sarakowski. Now goes to Stephen Weir. Three-pointer in the baseline, and he hit. The Evergreens needed that. Stephen Weir was hot in the first half last night, and he starts off with stroking his first here. It's 5-3. See if the Evergreens have a stop now. Mitchell Martin's got it in the corner. Martin now up high. He's guarded by Sarakowski, and he gives off to Colby King. This is a deep bench for La Crosse Central. They can substitute and don't lose a lot. Trapped along the baseline there is Alex Hayden. He goes back out. Giebert with good defense now looking to drive in. Extra pass to Martin down low. He hangs underneath and scores. Mitchell Martin got that entry pass. He was right underneath the basket and was still able to have some body control to fade back and put it up and in. It's 7-3. Going cross court now to Sarakowski. He had the three for a moment and passed it up. Sarakowski goes back out to Van Grinsven. Look to double-team him, goes over to Sarakowski, and now in the corner, here's Jake Giebert. Giebert left that shot short. It's a step or two inside the three-point line along the baseline. Pretty good look, though. Didn't quite get it squared up, though. It's a one and done. Now we've got a whistle away from the ball, and we've got a foul underneath against La Crosse Central. And that's going to be turned over to D.C. Everest. Alex Hayden gets called for the foul while he was going for position. He was fighting for position underneath with Chris Cornish and apparently established position with his elbows out. The referee called it. Evergreens get the ball. 3.5 minutes to play first period. And they're trailing by 4, 7-3. Stephen Weir bounces over to Van Grinsven, who brings it across the timeline. Now into the hands of Riley Peterson. Yeah, they look to double-team and pressure the ball here. Once Peterson gets it, two men swarm to him right away. Peterson goes over to Van Grinsven, who again is doubled up to Peterson, who briefly has the three. If the Evergreens can move it faster, they'll get an opportunity. Looking for Weir in the corner to set up the three, and it's stolen. That was a bad pass from Peterson. Driving back the other way, going to the basket is Martin. He's fouled. I think they're going to call this, yeah, they're not going to give him a continuation, so they're not going to say this is a shooting foul. This is going to be a foul on the floor. It'll be inbounded underneath. Riley Peterson is called for his first personal foul, and it will be non-shooting. And Mitchell Martin, team captain, comes out for a moment here. Colby King to inbound. La Crosse Central leads 7-3. Comes into the corner, Ethan Haberman. Passes up the three now to Colby King. And handling along the corner. Colby King still has dribble. Goes up to Hayden Halverson and now works around to Max Heather. Heather came in during the last stoppage. And now up high. Max Heather had the three-point opportunity. Passes it up into the hands of Hayden Halverson. Halverson gets it right back. They're looking for something underneath. And now driving against Stephen Weir is Colby King. King is fouled. He drew the double team along the baseline. They weren't going to give him the easy shot on the drive. Instead, he's going to go to the free throw line. Stephen Weir is called for his first. And free throws are coming here for Colby King. 2:40 to play with the clock stopped and a couple of free throws on the way for King. He eyes the basket, ball in hand, and hits it off the front rim. No good. One more free throw is coming. When these teams played last year, La Crosse Central had a big lead. Evergreens rallied back and came up 1 point short, a 53-52 defeat. King has the ball in hand for his second free throw attempt. That's a line drive. He missed them both. Rebound comes to Jacob Stroik for D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens have not played well. They've hit only one basket, a Stephen Weir three-pointer, and they trail 7-3. They're looking for Weir underneath. That pass is intercepted down low by Jacob Stroik. Pass wasn't even intended for him, but Stroik puts it up and in. I think that was supposed to be a cross-court pass for Weir to set him up for a three-point try. No problem. Evergreens will take it. 7-5 here. So the Evergreens hanging around, even though I think they've been outplayed in many aspects of this game early on. Max Heather's got the ball. Now into the corner, Colby King. King's thinking about trying to drive there on Stroik. Did a good job locking him down. Going back out high. Max Halverson. And now to Max Heather. Under 2 minutes to play. Handling the ball here is Halverson. They try and work the ball to the short side, then see if they can get a cutter going underneath. That seems to be what La Crosse Central is trying to do. Not a lot of dribbling here. Very crisp passing, though. Max Heather over to Colby King, and now they back it all the way out. Of course, all of this is happening with Mitchell Martin, team captain, point guard, on the bench. He may be coming back in during the next stoppage. Trying to set up a screen here, driving along the baseline. Bailey Kale is cut off there. That's good defense. Jacob Stroik shut him down there along the baseline. They go back out. 1:25 to play. Colby King trying to set up some weak side action for him. He didn't have it. Now they work around. Central almost looks a little unsure of where the shot might come from here. And they're trying to work something underneath. And they've got a lot of opportunities where they have passed up open shots from the outside. Faking the three there was Ethan Haberman. Drives in from the baseline. That's too strong, or from the foul line, rather. Goes out of bounds, and to D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens, down by two, are going to have the ball here with exactly a minute to play in the first period. Evergreens are lucky that they're weathering a slow start here. And they will inbound Nick Sierakowski to Riley Peterson. Three-quarters court pressure, looking to trap. Sierakowski has it. Two players waiting for him as he comes across the timeline and picked up his dribble. Now goes to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach checking in for some minutes along the baseline, goes back out to Sierakowski. 44 seconds, got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul against D.C. Everest. They're going to call Kurtenbach for extending his elbow as he was looking for position underneath. So that's twice now we've seen teams turn the ball over on fouls away from the ball from players trying to get position underneath with elbows extended. Central gets the ball back with a 7-5 lead. The Evergreens make some substitutions here. Chris Cornish comes back in, and they'll put Austin Behrens in here late in the first period. Back in is Mitchell Martin. Martin's got the ball to Lamont Murphy. Murphy now sets up Martin. Martin stops his dribble, makes the extra pass along the baseline. Good defense. Nick Sierakowski went down there and stole it away. So La Crosse Central with an empty trip. Sierakowski comes back the other way, 22 seconds, and had his pocket picked. Looking to make the pass, it was taken away by Jared Ambrose. 17 seconds, down low, and it's an easy basket for Alex Hayden. Hayden has five. And now with just 10 seconds left, Evergreens to see if they can get a good shot here in the front court. Looking down low, ball is loose to Cornish, who goes up, and Cornish is fouled with 3 seconds left. Nick Sierakowski was trying to whip it from almost half court. He was looking for Jake Giebert. The ball was deflected, went to Cornish's hands, and Cornish was fouled as he tried to put it up. Foul goes against Alex Hayden. It is his second. Cornish misses his first free throw. One more coming. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Here's the second free throw. Missed them both. Ball goes out of bounds to La Crosse Central with 2 seconds left in the quarter. But the Evergreens cannot let scoring opportunities go by the wayside. Cornish missing the two free throws did not help. Inbounded with 2 seconds left into Mitchell Martin's hand. Heaves from half court. That would have counted if it went. Misses everything, and the quarter comes to an end. Well, La Crosse Central, I don't think, played their best, and they still look like a tough customer. They lead 9-5 at the end of the first quarter. We're back after a one-minute break. This is D.C. Everest Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second quarter getting underway here. Evergreens trailing 9-5. If I could say something about that first quarter, well, the Evergreens didn't play very well. Turned the ball over much too much. but they're not down by a lot. I mean, LaCrosse has not really been all that opportunistic. Opening up with a three, a miss from Colby King, and we're going to get an over-the-back foul against LaCrosse Central. Trying to climb over the back there of Chris Cornish was Jared Ambrose, and Ambrose was whistled for, so the Evergreens will get the ball. Again, LaCrosse Central, they're not really picking up full court, but they're looking to trap once the Evergreens bring the ball into the front court. Here's a kick on a bounce pass from Van Grinsven, and the Evergreens will inbound from half court. But LaCrosse Central wants to pressure the ball. They double up on whoever is controlling the ball for DC Everest, which means there should be an open man. You've got to see if they can find that. Kyle Kurtenbach is in down low as the Evergreens are trying to give a bigger look here. Riley Peterson has the ball. And they were looking down low there for Cornish. But instead they go back out high to Van Grinsven. Back for Peterson. Thought about the three, drives along the baseline. He is double teamed. Goes out to Cornish. Kicks it out now for Van Grinsven. Three ball just too strong. Riley Peterson got the offensive rebound and had his pocket picked. No call. Peterson hit the ground hard. Back the other end. Ball's loose on the floor. And the Evergreens have it. Lamont Murphy was a little out of control there for LaCrosse Central. So back and forth, a little bit sloppy, into the hands of Peterson. Peterson loses it, has it taken away, and LaCrosse Central almost threw it out of bounds. Saved in the corner by Lamont Murphy. And Murphy goes back out high to his point guard, Mitchell Martin, who wisely slows things down. A lot of action, but neither team has scored here in the early part of the second quarter. Now back to Lamont Murphy. Murphy looking down low. They're trying to post up Jared Ambrose with his height advantage too strong and taken away by Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski gave up a lot of height. Good job defensively, though. Swinging to Riley Peterson, trying to set up his three. Pass is too high and didn't get his feet set. Did a good job to catch that and keep it from going out of bounds. Back to Peterson, now looking for Van Grinsven. Evergreens have only two baskets, a three from Stephen Weir and a two from Jacob Stroik. That's the five that they have, trailing 9-5 here. 6 minutes to go in the half. Riley Peterson into the corner to Sierakowski, looking down low to Kurtenbach, who quickly draws the double team. Can't find the open man. Almost had it knocked out of his hands. Goes back out to Peterson. Now to Van Grinsven, who looks to drive in, trying to find the cutter. Nope, didn't find him. Goes back out to Riley Peterson. Peterson has his pocket picked. Here's a breakaway the other end, laid up and in by Jared Ambrose. 11-5. Well, a lot of points here for LaCrosse Central have come Evergreen's mistakes. If they're not going to be careful with the ball, it's hard to imagine them winning this game. Here's Riley Peterson over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven draws the attention of two players. Now goes over to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's far away from the basket here. He's handling 20 feet away. Dribbled once or twice and gives over to Van Grinsven. Goes cross court to Peterson. Open for a three. Left it short. Peterson follows his own miss. Gets the ball in the corner. Good hustle. Back outside to Van Grinsven. Looks down low to Kurtenbach. Left for an easy 10-footer and he missed it. An open look, no good. And Mitchell Martin gets the rebound for Central. And Martin drives. We've got a whistle on the floor. And this will be before Martin's shot. See who we're going to get here on the foul. It's going to be against the Evergreens, and it's called on Nick Sierakowski. Now five team fouls. Evergreens trailing 11-5. And LaCrosse Central inbounds underneath their own basket with 5:04 to play until intermission. Evergreens are just not seeing a lot of offense. Off the inbounds pass, Jared Halverson passed up the baseline shot. Goes back out to Max Heather and now into the hands of Captain Mitchell Martin. Martin's a good distributor, but you get the feeling he can drive too. Thought about shooting from the foul line extended. Now has his dribble. Drives inbounds. Instead passes off. Three ball in the corner for Bailey Kale, and he hit. This is now a 5-0 run for LaCrosse Central. They've extended their lead to 14-5, and the Evergreens are going to need a basket here, or else they're in danger of being blown out of this thing early. Sierakowski into the front court, draws the double team, and goes over to Van Grinsven, back to Sierakowski. Sierakowski looks down low to Jacob Stroik, draws the double team, and misses the bunny. He was all alone underneath. He heard footsteps behind him and missed a layup. And LaCrosse Central comes away with it. A one-and-done trip on what should have been an easy 2 points. The Evergreens worked for that inside position, but were unable to convert. Cutting down low and blocked was Max Heather. Who swatted that away? That was Jacob Stroik, who got up high and denied that. It's blocked out of bounds, though, and LaCrosse Central is going to inbound from underneath. It's a 14-5 lead, and Central's got the ball looking for more. Off the inbounds pass to Max Halverson. He goes back out. to Mitchell Martin. Now three ball from the corner, and there's a hit for Bailey Kale. He's hit his last two threes. Do the Evergreens want a timeout here? Nope, they'll play on. 17-5. And driving here is Van Grinsven. Goes to the basket. He is fouled as he started his move. Non-shooting foul coming up. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Visit Baseman's during their fall blowout sale. Hayden Halverson is called for the foul. Non-shooting. Evergreens inbound underneath. Nick Sierakowski triggers into Jacob Stroik, but he's far away from the basket. Stroik gives the ball over to Van Grinsven. Back to Sierakowski. Swings cross-court to Stephen Weir, who is open for the three. He's hit one before. He missed that one off the front iron. And a one-and-done trip. Mitchell Martin gets the rebound. Evergreens have done nothing on the offensive boards. Pass down low is deflected, but Central saves the possession. In the corner, Bailey Kale. Kale goes back out to Mitchell Martin. Martin goes over to Kale again up high. And now to Max Heather. Work the ball around. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the half. It is 17-5. Evergreens have not scored here. Here's a whistle and a travel. Mitchell Martin has just turned the ball over. Evergreens have not scored till with 2 minutes left in the first quarter was their last basket. So that's five, that's almost 7 minutes with the Evergreens not scoring here. Bounce pass inbound to Nick Sierakowski. Almost lost it coming into the front court. Recovers. Gives over to Kurtenbach in the corner, who is double-teamed there. Kurtenbach tried cross-court, almost threw it away. Touch pass down low to Jake Ebert. Triggered by Nick Sierakowski, and that breaks the scoring drought. Evergreens needed it badly. 17-7. Couple of stops here to see if they can get this closer by halftime. Max Heather's got the ball. Heather goes over to Bailey Kale. And now back over to Mitchell Martin. Evergreens have been outscored 8-2 in the second quarter. And again, Mitchell Martin. Martin has very good floor sense. And now trying to drive on the weak side is Halverson. Lost control, goes to the baseline. Long 15-footer just inside the three-point arc. Jared Ambrose has just hit. It's 19-7. And again, that pressure defense to Nick Sierakowski. Gets it into the front court into the hands of Van Grinsven. Now to Weir, weak side. Baseline three-pointers in the air. He missed that one. He's cold. Rebound to Central, Jared Ambrose. The Evergreens do not have an offensive rebound in the second quarter, and now driving is Mitchell Martin. He is fouled before he starts his move. Nick Sierakowski has just picked up his second. That is the sixth team foul, which means Central will be in the bonus for the rest of the half. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Triggering the ball in is Bailey Kale, throws it way up high to Mitchell Martin, under 2 minutes to play in the half. It is 19-7, Central over Everest. Hayden Halverson goes over to Mitchell Martin. Yeah, Martin's an unselfish player. You can tell that he can drive if he wants to. Instead, he really does look to distribute. Was looking for Bailey Kale. That was a bad pass. Kale recovers and saves the possession. Goes over to Hayden Halverson. Back out to Mitchell. Now they're looking down low. That's a bad pass stolen away by Stephen Weir of the Evergreens. The pass was supposed to be under the basket. Instead, the player cut back outside. So the Evergreens almost have that ball stolen. Stephen Weir recovers in the backcourt. Now over to Van Grinsven, who pushes across the timeline. And we've got a whistle, and we'll have a foul against Bailey Kale away from the basket. Stops the clock with 1:17 to play. And that is going to be the sixth team foul against La Crosse Central. So both teams will find themselves in the bonus for the final 1:17 here. Evergreens will sub in Jacob Stroik, trying to get a little more height here as they'll inbound near center court into Stephen Weir. Weir draws the double team and gives to Van Grinsven, who looks to drive over to Riley Peterson, who passed up the three. Goes to Stroik in the corner, back out to Peterson. Peterson again has two men on him and can't find that cutter down low. Peterson, under the double team, almost lost it. Goes into the backcourt to retrieve it and had his pocket picked from behind. So that's twice. Just wasn't aware of everyone around him. And it was Lamont Murphy who came from behind and got the steal. 50 seconds left and La Crosse Central leading by 12. Launches a three ball, just missed. Offensive rebound, Lamont Murphy. He is fouled on the putback attempt and he's going to go to the free throw line. Yeah, La Crosse Central not interested in holding for one. They were ready to press there. Instead, they do the better work on the offensive boards, and the Evergreens have not done much on the offensive boards at all. Jacob Stroik is called for the foul. Free throws are coming, and the first from Lamont Murphy is up and in. He'll have one more coming here. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. At halftime, we will look at the anatomy of a 7-1 season, which is what Lacrosse Central is looking to build on here. Murphy got both his free throws. It's 21-7. We'll also preview some upcoming Evergreens games. It's all conference play here. Stephen Weir in the front court finds his man down low. Jake Giebert waited for the man to go over him, put it up and in. Giebert's got 4 points. Now with a half minute to play, Evergreens are trailing 21-9. And I think Central will hold for one here. No, they're still pushing, trying to run a play. Almost turned it over. Went back out to Mitchell Martin. 15 seconds. Lamont Murphy's got it. Now a long step back three from Colby King, and he just hit. He was two steps back from behind the three-point arc, and he hit. 10 seconds left in the half. It's 24-9. Evergreens come in with Van Grinsven. Goes over to Riley Peterson. Bad pass. Loose on the floor with 1 second left, and that is where the half came to an end. Evergreens turned the ball over much too much early, left some easy shots short in the second quarter, and find themselves trailing a 7-1 opponent, 24-9. It's going to be an uphill climb in this second half. We have reached halftime, and we'll be back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.